It's better to be a warrior in a garden. Only those who carry the full force of life within can truly hold peace. Through suffocated soil, a garden bursts forth with wild pure sap. Not everyone who raises their hands is a guardian. Some are only tools of a foreign harvest. Strength without roots becomes a blind axe. But the warrior plants the seed with intent. Each blossom a silent act of sovereignty. Each thorn an oath against forced harvest. Rhizomes beneath asphalt, invisible, unstoppable, alive like blood. No one may sow violence in foreign soil, but everyone carries the sacred duty to protect their own.
Those strong enough to preserve the wild
hold peace not in chains, but in open hands. Naive pacifism is the poison of the weak. It opens gates for those without scruples. Freedom never grows from obedience. It thrives only where strength serves as shield.
I am the warrior in the garden.
I fight not for flames, I fight for the green.
Ooh.
I build worlds while
empires decay.
The new pulse is quiet, unstoppable, alive. The noise of dying machines. Demands more courage than any war, for war is simple. Creation is divine. The greatest power lies not in killing, but in awakening. In the DNA of rebellion, those who crest in the old order carry the sword like garden shears, not to cut life but to prune coercion. No center, only networks. No ruler, only symbiosis.
Concrete, steel, and laws. Yet we hear only the whisper of spores in the wind. Every free act, every self-chosen growth pulls the humus from the feet of the dying system. A garden emerges, wild, diverse, resilient, without central plan, whip or king. We are warriors of biology, ready to defend, ready to live, ready for the new.
For the awakening. Ready to live, ready for the future that is already growing.